Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. We give God the praise for another beautiful week. So we have been studying the book of Mark. And I want to believe you all have been following. Yeah, so it's a new week. And we are going straight to Mark chapter 8. We've done Mark chapter 1 to 7. And I'm encouraging you to please don't miss a single day. Make it a challenge. One chapter a day. That's actually what we are doing. We're listening to, you know, one chapter every single day. So all you need to do is to wake up in the morning, 10-15 minutes, take up your Bible, pick up your Bibles, you know, get your writing materials, listen to this podcast for 10-15 minutes, and then you can learn, you know, from every chapter of the Bible. And the beautiful thing is that I'm not actually doing a verse by verse exposition. If I were to be doing verse by verse, then it would probably mean that you feel lazy, like, okay, I think this brother has said everything about Mark chapter 8. But definitely whatever I say in Mark chapter 8 is not everything there is to it. So I pray the Lord will give us wisdom, understanding, light in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we go straight to Mark chapter 8. And Mark chapter 8 begins with the feeding of the 4,000. And the first lesson I want us to pick from that, from the feeding of the 4,000 is the fact that when Jesus saw the multitude, you know, he wanted to feed them. And then he asked the disciples, normally, what I would have thought that the disciples would do is to say, Jesus, why are you asking us for bread? Just about a few chapters ago, I don't know, maybe it was 2 months or 3 months or 10 years, I don't know. But then, that kind of miracle that Jesus fed 5,000 people, I mean 5,000 men actually, because that's about 10,000 people, you know, that kind of miracle should not leave your head. So now that you're seeing 4,000 men, it should just be a very, very, it should just be, something very easy. They could have just told Jesus, Jesus, you did this thing yesterday. Just do the same thing you did yesterday for us again today. Simple. But then they were still asking Jesus, how do you want us to feed them? And this tells us that, you know, it is so easy for us believers today that we just quickly forget the things that God has done for us. You're in a particular situation. You're worried. You're worried about how you're going to go about that situation. You're like, what do I do? How am I going to get through with this? But you need to remember the fact that the last time you were in this kind of situation, God showed up for you. Maybe not exactly the same situation, but almost all the time that you had issues, God showed up. So he has done it before. He will definitely do it again. So don't be too quick to forget the blessings of God in your life. You remember how you got admission. Some of you remember how you got the job. Some of you remember how you got your wives, your husbands. You know, some of the things that you have today, you remember how that it was God that gave that thing to you. So the moment you're in another situation, be always ready to, you know, acknowledge God that if he has done it before, then he will do it again. May God help us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Another lesson I want us to pick from the miracle of the feeding of the 4,000 is that Jesus Christ did exactly the same thing he did when he fed the 5,000. And I found out that, you see, success in life is just about principles. If you follow the same principle, you are going to get the same result. So I believe that if you want multiplication, all you need to do is to look at how Jesus multiplied the bread and fish. When feeding the 5,000, he did the same thing when feeding the 4,000. And all you need to have multiplication is to do the same thing that Jesus did, because the principles are just the same. If you want mercy, the Bible says show mercy. If you want to be rich, the Bible says that you should give. It is when you give that, you know, you get back. But if you're not giving, if you're not diligent, it's not just about giving. Diligence. The Bible says if you are not working, then you should not eat. So if you want money, if you want to eat, then you have to work. Principles. The principle of God are absolutely the same. He did the same thing with the feeding of the 5,000. Gave thanks, broke the bread, gave it to the disciples. They distributed and then they had, you know, leftovers. And that's exactly the same method Jesus used this time around. All right, so going we go straight to, and that was how, you know, Jesus fed the 4,000 men. Actually, they were just men that was counted. I mean, only the men were counted. That means we could have probably about 8,000 to 10,000 of them on that day. All right, so we're going straight to verse 11. The Pharisees actually were seeking a sign. I mean, it's more like the way Jesus was tempted in the wilderness when the devil said, if you're the Son of God, command this stone to bread. The Pharisees were testing Jesus here. They were, okay, fine. If truly you're God's son, you are everything that everyone says you are, then show us a sign. I mean, they were asking Jesus like Jesus was some magician that would just do some abracadabra and then things would begin to happen. And then as a proof, you don't need to do that even as a Christian. You don't need to prove to anyone that you're a child of God. I mean, you're already a child of God. Don't test God. Don't test God. Don't jump off the pinnacle because you feel that God is there for you. Don't begin to, you know, say, I'm never going to use drugs. I'm never going to use medication anymore because I'm a child of God. If you have to use medication, please use it. Don't test God. Don't test God. I pray the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Then after that, the Bible says he left them. Verse 13. Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread and they did not have more than one loaf with them in the boat. Then he charged them, saying, take heed, beware of the leaving of the Pharisees and the leaving of Herod. So Jesus was talking about the leaving of the Pharisees here. And the next thing is the disciples thought Jesus was talking about bread. I mean, the bread that he didn't take along with them. You know, this is exactly the situation of many believers today. Jesus was talking about something very spiritual. They were getting an understanding of something physical. And that's even how we twist the Bible. You know, some things are in the Bible that Jesus is actually talking about that does not have anything to do with money. But when we read those things, we think what Jesus is saying is that we're going to be rich. We're going to have money. We're going to prosper. Whereas the spirit behind that scripture is nothing about money at all. And that's exactly what we do today. We convert spiritual things and then we get physical understanding. The understanding we get from those spiritual things are things that will feed us, things that will put food in our table, things that will put money in our pocket. How quickly we can change spiritual, you know, meaning and then use it for our own physical needs. And that's exactly what these guys were thinking. Jesus was talking about something very spiritual and then they were having a natural understanding. They were thinking about bread. I mean, physical bread. You know, I pray that the Lord will help us to always set our minds on things above in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right. And then we see the healing of the blind man. The healing of the blind man. You know, this is the only instance in the Bible where Jesus had to do a miracle twice. You know, he had to do a miracle twice. This is the only instance. Now, the reason for this, we don't know. We don't know why this happened. But, you know, I want us to just see the honesty of the guy. When Jesus says, you know, Jesus touched him. And then he asked him if he saw anything. I mean, this man was honest enough. He said, I didn't see anything. All I'm seeing is I'm seeing men as trees. I mean, my sight is not clear enough. And this is what we should be with Jesus. When you pray and the prayer has not been answered, can you be honest enough to tell God that, God, I've not seen this thing. I need you to bless me indeed. I mean, be very honest with God. Stop trying to help your pastor. Your pastor has prayed for you, for instance. And then your pastor is asking you, how far concerning the job have you gotten it? But because you want to help the pastor, you want the pastor to feel like the prayer has been answered. And say, oh, pastor, I believe. Yes, I've gotten the job. Be honest enough to let your pastor know that, pastor, the prayer you prayed the other day, we are still trusting God. It's not been answered. You know, be very honest with God. Stop pretending. Stop pretending like you're fine. I mean, if you're going to even pretend to your friend like you're rich or you're doing well, how much more God? Should you even be pretending to God, someone who knows everything? When you're before God, you open up. Let him see that you need help. Even if it looks like everything is already looking good, those little things that are still looking bad, open up to him. God, these things are still really troubling my heart. Help me. Be open to God. You know, and that's one thing I want us to pick from the healing of the blind man. And one thing that amazes me about Jesus' healing ministry is every time he healed someone, most of the times when he healed people, he would tell them
not to tell anyone. And for me, it's just strange, you know, because if I have the opportunity to raise the dead, you know, probably I'll probably start a church the second day. You know, but in Jesus' case, he healed this man and he was telling him not to tell anyone. You know, some of us, the little miracles that God has done through us, everywhere we went, you know, would tell people about that miracle. You know, I remember when I prayed for this person last week, and God, I remember when I prayed for this person last year, and God answered. We keep mentioning that thing. You know, most of the things that we do, if we're doing it with a good intention, then it will be okay. But most of the times, our intentions are wrong. Most of the times, you held hands with your roommate, your colleague at work. You prayed together with the person and God helped the person. God healed the person. But you won't stop talking about it. You know, like just to let people feel that, you know, it's not like I don't have power. I have power because I did this. You know, you make it look like you were the one who prayed for that sister, for that thing to happen. Even though you prayed with her, it wasn't you that answered the prayers. It was God. So every time that comes to your head and you want to feel puffed up, you want to feel proud, just tell yourself, Emmanuel, you know you didn't do that thing. It was God. You know, actually, you know, did it. And you should always give God the praise. Don't allow, you know, pride to come just because of the miracles that God is doing through you. It might not even necessarily be miracles. It might just be giving. Just because you gave someone some money and then you keep saying it. You say it to this, say it to another one, say it to another one. You know, you don't want to stop talking about it just to get some accolades, just to make people feel that you're some special person. You know, every time Jesus tried to did miracle in the life of people, he would tell them, don't tell anyone, you know. And this is very important. I remember when Jesus healed a particular man, you know, the man that was possessed. He told the man to go back to the country and tell everyone. You know why? Because he wasn't there with him anymore. So even if he was telling everyone, they didn't even know the Jesus Christ is talking about. They won't see Jesus to start hailing and praising him. You know, but Jesus would always try everything possible to ensure that he is not being announced as the miracle worker. He's the every, you know, he doesn't want to get glory to himself. And this is the attitude of believers. This is the attitude of true children of God. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for joining today's podcast. I celebrate you. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Bye for now.